Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Welcome, everyone. I am your host and the producer of the Lizzie T. Radio Show. I am here today with another amazing show, another fantastic guest, and my goodness, an author. I can't wait to speak to her. Yes, to her. And if you've been looking at my social media, I already have the link right on my fan page, Facebook/Lizzie T Radio, also on Twitter. And if you have any comments for me or my guests, don't be shy. You know how I love interaction. And I will be posting that also on my social media just to make sure that you remember the number. And if you wanted to comment right underneath my social, my fan page, you can post your comments or your questions to me or to my amazing guests. Before I bring my guests on, I just wanted to take a couple of minutes of this time. I have to. Of course, without you, this show could not be possible. Can you believe that it's been 2 years and we've been in the air? We have over 4,000, yes, you heard it right, 4,000 subscribers to the Lizzie T Radio Show on my news. The same amount of people listening to us daily. We have an average of 1,000 to 200 daily, and wait until this is being played later on. It's recorded. So if you have just tuned in, we're here live today. It's for you that are listening to us all over the world. And yes, you've heard it right. We are being listened all over the world. Wherever you are, it's probably autumn or winter. And here at the Lizzie T Radio Show, we're sending you a huge, huge hug and kisses to all of you. My listeners are right now in Australia. So good morning, my Australia listeners. South America, Central America, Jamaica, Netherlands, here through our 10 beautiful provinces. We have listeners also in the States, huge following in the States. A huge hello to my followers in Washington, D.C., Long Island, and the New York area. And now we have gone over Europe as well. We have listeners in Europe, so England, Turkey, Italy, and the latest one, which I was so amazed, Nigeria. Can you believe? My goodness, I worked towards this, but I had no idea that I was going to be here all of a sudden. And we have comments, emails, and from all over the world. And thank you so much for being supportive and for being part of this amazing network. And my theme song is coming up, and that tells me that I have to move on, and I have to move on just to make sure that I mention my sponsor too. So thank you so much for my sponsors, and we right now are being sponsored by...
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Bookaroom.com, the website is bookaroom.com. We're being sponsored by Lendeva.com. And Lendeva are organic soaps and body oils with no artificial fragrance and or color. Cruelty-free products made right here in Canada. And last but not least, we're being sponsored by author J.A. Jackson with the book, The Grand Hotel. Do not forget also that after my interview, we have, yes, you are right, we have the musical section. What is a radio show without music, right? So we are taking MP3s. You that have submitted your MP3, we are playing your song. So today we have three new submissions, and we were playing just one song just because we thought it was enough, and we'll have, because our shows are every day, we thought that we had enough time to play everybody's song, but guess what? Not the case. So we'll be playing three songs today. So thank you so much for submitting your songs. And here at the Lizzie T Radio Show, we are supportive of your craft. So send us, the email is radio@lizt.ca. Very easy. Radio@lizt.ca. And we're here happy to support your craft. Well, with all my housekeeping being taken care of, okay, so now let's move on, and we have coming up an amazing lady with a very, very interesting book that I love for you to hear, and I bring her on. I have a little bio that I have constructed, so here is the bio.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Lily Thumper. Lily Thumper has been married to a wonderful husband, Casey, who is a veteran firefighter for almost 24 years. She loves helping people more than anything in the world. She feels that is the reason why she was put on this earth. Her active goal is to help people, both men and women, who have been victims of all types of abuse. She enjoys writing, and she is finishing her master's in psychology. I write this book to raise money for my project, says Lily, getting started, but our goal is to build a minimum of 2 domestic violence shelters here in my hometown, Des Moines, Iowa, says Lily.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
And without further ado, I welcome, and it's an honor and a pleasure to have Lily with us. Hello, hello, Lily, and welcome. Welcome to the Liz T Radio Show. How are you doing this afternoon? It is evening here for us in Toronto, Canada, but how are you doing this afternoon?
Hi, I'm doing great. Great, excited about doing this interview. It's a nice day out, so I'm in a good mood today.
Oh, fantastic, and welcome, welcome. It's a pleasure. Before we get started, I always like to play a little game, and it's just to make you feel comfortable, not that you need it, because I know that you probably be doing a lot of public speaking, promoting your book and talking about this book and talking about what you do, but it's just a little fun thing to do that I love to do. So tell us, what's your favorite drink?
I'd have to say orange juice.
Fantastic. Hey, this is the first one, orange juice. Now, Lily, we've had everything here at the Lizzie T Radio Show, from wine and beers and alcohol drinks and non-alcoholic drinks. Lemon water is just my favorite. I'm drinking decaf today to orange. That's the first. Fantastic. Thank you so much for playing along. So, Lily, let's get started. You started this book. What would you say? And the book, by the way, everyone, is called Heaven is Real. And correct me if I'm wrong, Lily.
Yes, it's Heaven is for Real, the critique. It's actually a critique of the actual book, Heaven is for Real. So this is for anyone that has had skepticism or maybe some questions about the validity of the story, Heaven is for Real.
So what would you say that inspired to write this book? Why came the inspiration? What took you to this level to write this critic book?
Well, I wrote the book because although there are many fans of the story, Heaven is for Real, told by Colton Burfel and his father, Todd Burfel, there are also some people out there who are still slightly confused by the story about Colton Burfel going to heaven, and they are searching for some additional information to prove the story's validity.
Fantastic, fantastic. Now, by writing this book, now this book is out already, and people can find it. And that before I do not want to forget, where can people get this book before we continue on the interview?
This book is available on Amazon.com, and I just wanted to make a quick note, too. I actually wrote this book as a guide so people could see it when the movie Heaven is for Real came out, but since then, the Burfel family have done a lot more interviews, so I'm actually going to be doing a revised version that's quite expanded, and that'll be available in 2 weeks, also available on Amazon.com with the same name, so...
Wow, you are a busy lady. You are definitely busy. Good for you. Good for you. Now, you are a full-time mom. You're going to school still. You have this project, and I was reading in your bio, and as you all of you heard, this she has great projects. Now, the reason that you also wanted to people to help you out with is because you have an amazing project and building shelter. Now, why is the shelter? Is it a personal experience that you've had, or something? Somebody that you know? Why shelters?
Yes, yes. Actually, when I was a teenager, I was a victim of domestic violence, and I didn't have anywhere to go. I was homeless for a while, and I didn't. In our town, it was a lot of men. You know, the shelter was predominantly men in there, and I just want to build a safe place for women and their children to go, so they don't feel like they have to be trapped in that situation or stay in that situation and, you know, there's nowhere else to go. I think my cousin actually felt that way, and she was murdered by her boyfriend just a few months ago. So, you know, I just want to make sure women have a safe place. Yeah. So that's one of the inspirations.
Fantastic. I mean, Lily, I have to definitely applaud you. Because not only you've gone through a traumatic experience in your life where you've gone through abuse, but you haven't stopped there. You've taken this horrible phase in your life. You've written a book. You're trying, and as your bio says, you're the type of person that loves to help people. You believe that your purpose in this earth is to help people, men and women. Now you've gone through a tragic situation in your life with your cousin that unfortunately is a victim, again, of abuse. And you've taken this beautiful book, this beautiful work to create shelter. This is amazing. A lot of people, Lily, they've gone through trauma and they feel sorry for themselves. They go into depression. They get into abuse themselves, drugs and stuff. But you haven't done that. You have stepped away from it, and now you're helping people. And this is beautiful. This is amazing. I really, really commend you. So how can listeners of the Lizzie T Radio Show that are listening to us all over the world and here in Canada and obviously in the States, how can we help you with your beautiful and amazing project, which seems perhaps to some people shelter, my goodness, but how can we help?
I'm actually, you know, if you believe in the work that I'm doing in my books, you can buy the books, and I'm giving a great deal of that money to toward the project with the shelters. I don't have any kind of foundation or anything set up because I just want people to know that I'm doing this with my own money, my husband's money. You know, it's something we strongly believe in. So I'm not asking for any donations or any of that. You know, just buying the book, if it's something that's interesting to you, just know that part of that money will be going towards this project, and that's what we'll be doing with it.
Amazing, amazing. So does your project and does your cause has a name? If somebody is looking right now, I heard your story. I heard Lily on the Felicity Radio Show. I want to buy the book, but maybe some people out there, they have more to help. Is there an email that you can provide us with, or is there a website that people can go to and probably ask more questions?
Yes, actually, you can go to the website heavenisforrealcritique.com, and there you can email me or send me messages on there, and I'll put some more information. I didn't put anything on there, really, because I didn't want people to think that, you know, I was just doing this to ask for money or try to solicit money or anything like that, because you know, it's something that I feel is my responsibility. So I didn't really put any information on there, but anyone can send me a message or an email or anything like that. And if people are more interested, I may set up an actual foundation, you know, where people could send money or something, or just send their support or send their story, you know, their letters and share their story on the website. Just sharing their story is a big deal and can help other people, because sometimes, even though you know domestic violence is real and that kind mm-hmm. of thing, someone may have a story that helps you that you connect with, you know, that means something to you, and that story may help you. So I'm always a big fan of people telling their story to help other people.
Fantastic, and it's so true, because by other people telling their story and what they've gone through and how they've bettered themselves, that can help someone else. You're listening to the Lizzie T Radio Show. We have with us Lily. She is an amazing lady. She has taken upon herself. She has written a book, Heaven is for Calm, and she is working really hard with her husband, by herself, to create a project to have shelters for women that are victims of abuse. And this is a beautiful job, ladies and gentlemen. If you are listening to us right now, if you have any questions for me or my guest, if you want to help, if you want to have any questions, the phone number is 929-477-3980, or you can post your questions on my website or also on my fan page, which is facebook.com/LizzieTRadio, and my email if you have missed the information, which is recorded, by the way, this is repeated, is heavenisforrealcritic.com. This is fantastic. Now, what is the response, Lily, in regards to your book? What would people saying about your book?
Actually, this book just came out. I mean, like literally not very long ago at all. So I haven't advertised it or anything. I chose to do self-publishing because I want to be able to tell my story the way I want to tell it. So this is the first interview that I've done altogether for this book. But I just want people to read this book and know that it's based on facts. A lot of the other critiques of the story, Heaven is for Real, if anyone out there is not familiar with it, it's the story about a little boy that says he died and went to heaven and met God and Jesus and that kind of thing. And it's not about a religion. The book that I wrote is a critique based on the facts. So it's not coming from a religious point of view, not coming from an agnostic point of view. I'm leaving all that out. If it's just based on the facts of the inconsistency in the story. And my whole thing is people deserve to know the truth about whatever it is. You know, whatever it is in life, you deserve to be told the truth. So if I find a story with a lot of deception or people not telling the truth in it, I'm just pointing out those things so that people can make their own opinion after they know the truth of the matter.
And that's great. And it's great, really, that you're taking again upon yourself to use this book as a part of a tool for your project. And not only that, you are the type of person that likes to, you're an investigator. That's what it is.
Yes.
You are listening to the Lizzie T Radio Show, and we have with us an amazing lady. Her name is Lily, and she is here with us talking about her book, Heaven is for Real, critique.com. It's not a religious book, and it's not an agnostic. It's a book that tells the real truth the way Lily sees it. Also, she's an advocate to helping women with issues of abuse. If you're listening to us right now, if you have any questions for me or for my guests, don't hesitate. Don't be shy. Now, really, I like to ask those questions to my guests all the time, and you're not going to be exception before we run out of time. For somebody who's listening to us right now, and I'm really sad again for your loss of your cousin, and they're going through a situation where they're in an abusive relationship, and I know it's easy for us that are on the outside and for people that haven't experienced abuse and any of any type, what would be the advice that you can give to my listeners? What would you say that someone needs to do in order to... Because it's a step, as you know, it's a process. People cannot get out of it as once. It's a process. But what would you say that it's one of the processes that people have to take in order to step out of an abusive relationship?
I would say that you have to make sure the place you are going is a safe place. And that's one of the reasons that I'm interested in building a shelter. I want people to know that it's a safe place, that they can come and share this, but you have to be ready and make up your mind that you know that you're not worthy of abuse. You don't deserve to be abused. So you have to make that step and go to a safe place, because I think sometimes people go and tell, nothing always wrong with telling a family member or friend, but sometimes that could get back to the abusive person and make things worse for them or their children. And so just go to a safe place when you feel it's a safe time to go. But make that choice, because you don't deserve to be abused. You don't deserve for anyone to abuse you verbally, physically, sexually, in any manner whatsoever. You deserve more in your life. You deserve to have better things. And that's what I want women, men, and children to know that are being abused.
This is fantastic. If you're listening to us right now, and if you just tuned in here at the Lizzy T Radio Show, I'm talking to Lily. She is herself gone through abuse in her pastime, and now she's moved on. She is a person that is helping women with this issue, and she's given us two amazing pieces of advice, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure that... And we know, I've had people being abused in the past, and I have learned that it's a process. It's a process that it's a step, baby steps, as I was told before. And one of the baby steps is make sure that you go to a safe place. And this, again, is by Lily. And make sure that you know that you do not deserve this. You do not, and listen to this, it's a very, very strong, you do not deserve. Some people, they believe that they're going through it because they deserve it. No one in the world deserves any types of abuse. So if you're listening to us right now, perhaps you're not comfortable talking to me here at the Lizzy T Radio Show. Perhaps you're comfortable of writing an email to Lily and tell your story. Again, the website is Heaven is for Real Critique. Give her call, contact her, and I know that Lily can help you. She's been there, she's overcome this, and she can help you, and she is working towards having a safe place. One of the reasons that she is promoting and she's talking about this book is because we want her to have this project fulfilled. And here at the Lizzy T Radio Show, Lily, we are 150% supportive of this project, and I will be repeating this show because this is one of the subjects that is very important to me, very dear to my heart, is to make sure that I help you build this amazing project. Lily, I cannot believe the time is just going by so quickly, and this is one of my favorite subjects, as I have mentioned before. I want to thank you so much for sharing a couple of minutes of your precious time and sharing your book and sharing with us your experience. And again, we're really sorry about the passing of your cousin. I believe that she is in a better place. Obviously, it's not an excuse, but thank you so much. Any last word, my dear?
Oh, I just thank you for having me on, and I actually really appreciate the direction this has taken, because it's put on my heart even more to just go forth and get this stronger than ever. So I appreciate you giving me the time to be on your show. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Again, the website, ladies and gentlemen, is heavenisforrealcritique.com. Contact Lily. Get in touch with her. If you are not comfortable to talking to anybody, I know Lily is the person to talk to. And thank you again, Lily. And make it a fantastic day, Lily.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
And that was amazing, Lily. Please give her a call. She is a lady that has gone through and an amazing experience, and now she is working forward to help people that need the help. That was amazing. Now, moving on, we're going to the musical section, which is the Lizzie T. Radio Show music section that you that have submitted your MP3. We are so happy and honored that you have chosen us to debut your amazing song.
Yeah. Exclusive. Sure. Lady, want you to love me in the morning. I want that loving in the evening. Yeah, baby, as long as I'm breathing. Show me your love, don't let me walk out the door. You love me in the morning. Yeah, then love me in the evening. Yeah, baby, as long as I'm breathing. Show me your love, don't let me walk out the door. Show me your love, don't let me walk out the door.
She wanna love me in the morning. She wanna be in the evening. She wake me up to love me when I'm sleeping. Even if I got to work, so I got to work. Blow that ism a little bit of cushy. I Steven Seagal that pussy. You get all that nookie. I got enough milk for all that cookie. But all she won't do is cut. I call that snooky. Guess it's what you call love. We game rookie. Accept or respect that. But bet that bookie. If it ain't right, it ain't right. I left right, it should be. But shorty still hurting my head. Call it nugget. No main course chop suey and them juicy. Left a bad taste in my mouth. Haka loogie. Ex-boo got a bounce. Bitch, I got a boogie. Stay where the rest of stay. I'm gone like yesterday.
Want you to love me in the morning. I want that loving in the evening. Yeah. Baby, as long as I'm breathing. Show me your love. Don't let me walk out the door. You love me in the morning. Yeah. Then love me in the evening. Baby, as long as I'm breathing. Show me your love, don't let me walk out the door. Don't let me walk out the door. You love me in the morning. Then love me in the evening. Baby, as long as I'm breathing. Show me your love, don't let me walk out the door. I want your love and your best believing. Once I get a taste, I ain't never leaving. Feel so good, now give it to me like you mean it. Shorty, keep me warm in the winter season. I be in your mind trying to remind you of what time it is. Remember all the good things we used to do together then? I toss and turn when I think about it. The picture frame is saying that I shouldn't live without you. I just think somewhere along the line we started doubting. The love's there, so here goes another chance to working it out. A roller coaster, so up and down with your emotions. See, we's no good when we both lose focus. Looking for the future, right? We both need progress. Rappers say we hopeless, we gotta capture the moment. Laughing's quite a token, it helps you shake off your omens. Don't just wanna change channel, I think we need to reprogram. Want you to love me in the morning. I want that loving in the evening. Yeah, baby, as long as I'm breathing. Show me your love, don't let me walk out the door. You love me in the morning, then love me in the evening, baby, as long as I'm breathing, show me your love, don't let me walk out the door.
Tengo el paso de un niño, el abrazo de arcilla. Buscas agua dulce y un sitio donde orar. A veces, cariño,
Freak out, freak out, freak out.
We gon'
wanna know is what you're doing tonight. Tomorrow's Judgment Day, yeah. We came here to dance and make it okay. Drink up, freak out, drink up, freak out. You gotta know, I'm here to stay. Tonight we gonna party, just tomorrow's hella big. So go on and dance and make it okay. Drink up, freak out, drink up, freak out.
To the end of our show. My goodness, it's going by fast here at the Lizzie T Radio Show. Thank you so much for submitting your MP3, everyone. The email is radio@lizzie.ca, radio@lizzie.ca. I want to thank also Lily, her special presence here of the Lizzie T Radio Show to share such an important subject, which is domestic abuse or any abuse, as a matter of fact. The website is heavenisforrealcritique.com. I have posted a link on my website and on the fan page as well, social media, if you're interested in contacting Lily. Lily can be reached at Lily, Lilly, at heavenisforrealcritique.com. Every single day is to be celebrated. Well, we're coming to the end of the show. My thanks. My theme song is playing, and we will be back tomorrow, though, with another amazing guest, another special person that I know that you will enjoy to listen to. If you're interested in being part of the Liz T Radio Show, again, the email is radio@lizt.ca. We are here to promote you and to talk about your books, to talk about your music, to talk about your craft and what you love to do. Again, thank you so much for listening, everyone. And before I leave, I will leave you with my sponsors.
This segment is brought to you by BookaRoom.com. Fast and affordable hotel booking since 1998. Use them to book your next hotel room. Just Google BookaRoom.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Lizzie T. Radio Show. Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.